السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, ہوپ یو آر ان دا بیسٹ آف ہیلتھ. مفتی صاحب, دس بیوٹیفل ڈے آف یوم الجمعہ, اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس یو اینڈ آپا ود عافیت. اللہ تعالیٰ گریٹ ورک آف دین فرام یو اینڈ ان شاء اللہ. مفتی صاحب, دا پلیٹ فارم از یورس.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم, بارك الله for all your du'as and supplications. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. To our technicians, Jazakallahu khairan, brother Junaid and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, and it is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best and greatest day of the week, and it is the second of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, and verses number 133, and we continue right up to verse number 138. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in today's lesson is informing us about Lut alayhi salatu salam. In English we call him Lot, L-O-T. He was sent to Sodom and Gomorrah. The people there were guilty of the crime of sodomy, homosexuality, the gay brigade. And this is his incident mentioned very briefly. In other places it is mentioned in detail, and we will make reference to it inshallah. Chapter number 37, Surah Safat, verse number 133. وَإِنَّ لُوطًا لَّمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And verily, Lot, peace be upon him, his nami, isme grami, honorable name is mentioned 27 times in the noble Quran, and he is the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Ibrahim, that is Abraham, peace be upon him, and Lot's father were brothers, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes reference to this in the noble Quran, that they both were sent to Palestine, and Almighty Allah states, after they tried to burn and incinerate Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they built that big inferno, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala humiliated them and disgraced them. Like today, so many people plot and plan and scheme against us, the true Muslims, but end of the day, they get humiliated and disgraced more and more. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the Prophet and messengers, and verse number 71. So easy reference, chapter 21, verse 71. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ, and we rescued him, we delivered him, we saved him, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Hence we rescued him, Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, from that big inferno and fire. And Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his enemies tried to assassinate and kill him, the gay brigade. Ilal ardi lati, and remember towards that piece of land, barakna, where we put barakah. So the whole land of Palestine is Ardul Mubarakah. It is the holy land, Al Ardul Muqaddasah, the sacred land. All the jutlas pack up and go. One 1 million have left already. We want to see the other 7-8 million pack up and go. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Kick them out, expel the Jutlas and expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Go open Muslim Sharif, go open Mustafa Ahmad. It is the weakness of the Arab leaders, the Murtads and Haramis and traitors to Islam, that they're inviting them more and more. So this land of Palestine is barakana fi halil alameen, where you will find barakah and blessing for the entire world. No peace in Jerusalem, no peace in Palestine, there will not be world peace. Once there is peace in Al-Quds al-Sharif, in Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Jerusalem, and in Palestine, then you will find world peace. That only will happen after the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and settler colonial regime of Israel is a totally dismantled and must disappear from the map of this earth. So that is what is required, and we have to stand up, name them, shame them, and nail them. So that is what Islam is teaching us. We don't have to compromise with anybody, nor do we have to go and apologize to anybody for speaking the truth. Chapter 21, verse 71 is a very big lesson. Wa inna Lutan, so Lut alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak honorable name mentioned 27 times in a noble Quran. What is the meaning of Lut? Lut means to mend something, to fix things up. So he was always fixing up things, spiritually, physically, socially. Wa inna Lut alla min al mursaleen. So one side Kanaan was Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. On the other side, Sodom and Gomorrah. So that is where he was, and therefore sodomy is totally outlawed in Islam in all forms and shapes and sizes. Remember that. The Kuffar Shias, when you read the Shia books of Bakir Majlisi and all these shaitans and haramis, they will tell you Al-Ityanu fil Adbar is Jais. You can sodomize your wife and all that. These are the Kuffar Shias way, remember that. They like backdoor business, the haramis. So for us Muslims, through Muslims, is absolutely haram. Wa inna Lutan min al-mursaleen. And verily Lot, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, was from the messengers, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by idiots and fools, and the public masses are asses, as you know. Is, remember, najjaynahu wa ahlahu, and we rescued him, we saved him from where? From that punishment. What was the punishment? We'll tell you just now. Wa ahlahu ajma'in, and his family, all of them, but there's one exception. Wa ahlahu, and his followers. So ahl don't only mean family, but it means his followers also, ajma'in, and that is all of them. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, the genius and the giant that he was. Now he was born in Medina Munawwara. He passes away in Medina Munawwara, buried in Baqi. Never left Medina Munawwara except once when he went to perform Hajj. He performed the Hajj and came back, finished. After that, before that, after that, never left Medina Munawwara for his excessive love for Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his excessive love for Medina Munawwara and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combined. So he was sitting, and the muhajirin, the migrants, their children, grandchildren came. And remember the ansar, the helpers, the assistants, their children, grandchildren came. Oh Malik, you are the great jurist and scholar and muhaddis, and you compile Muwatta Imam Malik, and it has 1720 ahadis plus minus and so forth. We have an issue. When Almighty Allah states, Allahumma salli, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So who is Ali Muhammad? Who is Ali Muhammad? Who is Ahlul Bayt and so forth? You explain to us, O Malik, you are the genius, you are the giant, you are the greatest scholar in our time. Imam Malik says, when we want to solve and resolve a problem, first point of reference is Quran Sharif. So he says, let's go now to chapter number 40 and verse number 46. An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya. So the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, every day they are presented to the fire, morning, evening, all the time it means. So Pharaoh, his body is there in Egypt, in Cairo, in the Pharaonic Museum. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. Almighty Allah preserved his body. And remember, it is mummified. We went there, we saw all these things with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah to the Pharaonic Museum in Cairo. So what do you see? That Almighty Allah saying this punishment is going on now. Now in Barzakh, the interspace. After a person dies, right till the day of justice, that is the in-between. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. Chapter 40, verse 46. And when the day of justice is established, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرَعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, then the family and the followers of the Pharaoh, they all will be dispatched to a worse punishment, and that is Jahannam. O you Abna'ul Muhajirin and Abna'ul Ansar, you the children, grandchildren of the Muhajirin and Ansar, the migrants, and the helpers and assistants, if Ali Fir'aun and the followers of Pharaoh means everybody who followed the Pharaoh, then remember Ali Muhammad, Ahle Muhammad will refer to the honorable wives and the Ahlul Bayt, and Al will refer to Kullu Man Ittaba An-Nabiyya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everyone who follows the Master. What a genius he was. You see that? So yeah, is Najaynahu Wa Ahlahu. So his whole family who are believers, ajma'in, so we saved them all, and they were rescued, not punished or anything. Illa ajuza, except one old lady. What is the old lady? Her name was Wahila. What was the name? Wahila. Wakanat kafira. And she was a non-Muslim. At that time, to marry the non-Muslim lady was permissible. So he married this lady, Wahila. Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, his wife's name, Wa'ila. So Wa'ila and Wahila, both dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, as mentioned in chapter number 66. You can read it, Surah Tahrim. So they both were dispatched to the hellfire and Jahannam because they died on kufr. So his family, Allah saved them. Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin. So remember that she was amongst those who lagged behind. She stayed behind in Sodom and Gomorrah because she liked those people and so forth and so on. She would even tell them that some new guest have come and people will come. So remember that she was one who was not guilty of fornication, adultery, but she was guilty of kufr and blasphemy and so forth. Now those people who stayed behind in the morning, alayhi subuhu biqareeb, you Lut alayhi salam, night time, you and your followers, you move from here and you go away, and the rest, ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ, and then we crushed, and then we decimated, and then we destroyed the remainder. How Almighty Allah destroyed them? Subhanallah, O Ummah, wake up. Kudrat ka karishma, the punishment from Almighty Allah, the manifestation of Allah's mercy anywhere, anytime. Almighty Allah can destroy America in 1 second with all their nuclear and everything, and destroy Israel in a split second. That is Kudrat ilahi and the power of Almighty Allah. Chapter 11, Surah Hud. Go read verses 81, 82, and 83. And you will find it there. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam that you must remember that you must go at night. and go with your people who are following you. Allah will save you. And the rest, your wife and them, will stay behind. إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. She will be punished just like how they will be punished. And what time will they be punished? إِنَّ مَوْئِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ. So in the early part of the morning, sunrise time, before sunrise, after sunrise, أَلَيْسَ الصُّبُحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. Is it not near? Like this time here. It's very, very near. So you go quickly with your people. Now the morning time came. فَلَمَّا جَامْرُ جَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مِّن دُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Just go read. Ronte kare ho jate hai. If you read this verse and you really understand it, your hair will stand up. Now the morning came. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent the archangel Gabriel. Oh Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, you go there to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, pick up that land and smash it back to the earth. And what happens? It becomes the lowest portion of altitude on this earth. We've been to the land of Palestine, today occupied Palestine 5 times, and we visited this place, Al-Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea, and you just, it's an eerie feeling. The water is telling you a story. I am the Dead Sea. Nothing can survive here. No fish, no marine life, nothing. And the land and the sand is telling you a story. I am the lowest portion on earth. And this is because these shaitans, these haramis, this gay brigade and homos, remember that they committed the crime of sodomy and homosexuality. So we sent upon them brimstones with their names written on it, Musawwamatan in the Rabbik. Allah protect us all. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 83. One Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, wake up from your slumber. O Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, take heed. He, Lut alayhi salatu salam, cried, petitioned, begged Almighty Allah, whenever people are troubling you, read this dua and supplication. Your neighbors, your boss, and whoever else, your husband or your wife, Allah forbid, you're trying your best, but they don't want to listen. Then cry to Allah. Chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Lut alayhi salam cried, begged, petitioned Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, assist me against these mischief makers, troublemakers, gay brigade and homos, Ya Allah. Allah Jalla wa Allah accepted, and that is how they were punished. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Sharif, and mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Inna akhwafa ma akhaf wala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. One of the things that I fear the most for my ummah, my international global followers, is they will indulge in sodomy and homosexuality and gay brigade and gay business. Look at the so-called democratic countries, the West. They call this a human right. You want to get married to a second wife, third wife, fourth wife, they will charge you for bigamy, polygamy. That which is mentioned in the Bible, which is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and so forth, that they will tell you is haram according to their crooked brains, the haramis. And where you go and commit fornication, where you commit adultery, where you commit lesbianism, where you commit sodomy and you commit homosexuality, they will tell you it is a human right. Allah's curse be upon these people who promote this, and those who say it is permissible and sign on it with Muslim names in politicians. They're out of the fold of Islam. They're murtads and haramis. They must be put to death in a proper Islamic country, which we don't have today, to be really honest. So that is where Islam stands. ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was a genius. He said that this action is worse than fornication, adultery. That is, it's an unnatural action. الرَّجُلُ يَرْكَبُ الرَّجُلُ. One male busy with another male. So this is unnatural. So we must give them the unnatural punishment. Take them to the apex of the mountain, take them to some high building, and uktulul fa'il wal maf'ul, and we must kill both of them who are consenting adults and so forth. We don't want such people in our society. How sad, O Muslim, ask me, I receive 100, 200 questions per day. So you must remember that Allah forbid what things happens in our Muslim society. Parents gave their beloved Dikri, their beloved Beti, their beloved Ladli and Sahib Zadi. They gave their daughter 18, 20, 22, 24 years old. What were the hopes and aspirations? And after 1 week, 1 month, the daughter comes back home. What happened, Beti? What happened, O daughter? She said, the person, oh father, mother, you got me married to, he's not interested in the normal way. He is gay. He wants to do other business. How many examples we know. So remember that we as Muslims, remember our only solution is to come back to Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and learn this dua, male, female, adult and children. Children today more know more than the parents on social media what is going on. Read this dua now with me in this Mubarak month of Rabiul Awal. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, Hassin Ha, Sword, Noon. Allahumma hassin farji. O Almighty Allah, protect my private part. Sahih, authentic hadith in Mustada Ahmad. How many married women are involved in adultery? How many married men are busy with their rifles, with the prostitutes and the escort agencies? How many men, boys and girls are busy in the colleges and school and university? These are the brothels. Don't come and tell me these are places of education. So just go look at your statistics. One province, over 100,000 girls pregnant in one province. Remember that. So, and from 10 years old and above. So you call these places of learning or places of brothels they are. Teachers are busy with the students. Students are busy with one another. Everybody busy with their rifle. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So what a toxic society. That is the meaning of Dammarna al-Akhirin. We punish them, finish, end of the story. And we left the remnants and the relics there. You, the people of Makkah, now you are going to go to Syria. Rihlat al-Shita, you were safe. In summer, they used to go to Syria. In winter, they used to go to Yemen. The route they used to use to go towards Syria from Makkah Mukarramah was through Palestine and via Palestine. So Almighty Allah addresses them. Wa innakum latamurruna alayhim musbihina wa billayl. And definitely, surely, you cross this path. Alayhim, the people of Palestine, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Alayhim musbihin, in the early part of the morning and in the morning time, daytime, wa billayl, and in the night time also. Afala ta'qilun? Afala ta'qilun? Can you not use your brains? Can you not use your intelligence and intellect? Any person who promotes homosexuality, gay business, lesbian, remember that person got no brains. The people can call him the elder statesman, the great politician. In Islam is a harami, and in Islam such people should be punished, remember, in public. That is our stance on this issue, that this is totally haram, unacceptable. Remember that, and worse than committing fornication and adultery. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, 2nd Rabiul Awal, 1446. South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, it's 2nd Rabiul Awal. But majority of the countries, today, Friday, Jumu'ah is the 3rd of Rabiul Awal. So we should take cognizance of that. We're not addressing South Africa, Southern Africa. We're addressing the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Palestinian Holocaust, the Gaza genocide, day number 336, we present to you the news, views and interviews, and throughout the world, globally, nationally and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 3 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. We have no empathy, sympathy for the jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and so forth. The hostages' families are furious with him, with Biden also, and with Bibi Netanyahu also. Hence, they started the fire also in Tel Aviv. They said, if we're not going to seal a deal, we're not going to seal a deal, then we will burn this Israel. Burn it, burn it, Tel Aviv. You'll do us all a favor, the haramis. So, fire in Tel Aviv. Masjid Ibrahimi is open in Khalilur Rahman. Now the Muslims can go. But what the Zionists and the mainstream media did not tell you, that the mosque of the patriarch, where Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, his beloved son Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, and his grandson Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam are buried with their honorable spouses. So what the jutlas, the settlers did, they stole so many things from that mosque that is in their DNA for the Jews. Master crooks they are. They know land grab and they know how to steal. You must remember that. A good Jew is a dead Jew. The Afrikaner knew that very well. Ye as nets was seinach, nets was a jwat. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. That is them. Go ask the Boer. They will tell you today our people don't know Afrikaans also. So remember that they stole this masjid in my mosque in 1994, and now the mosque was closed. And thereafter, remember, they stole so many items in full view. All it is gone viral. We sent it out to thousands of people, alhamdulillah. Masjidul Aqsa, when it is Jewish holidays, the haramis, Ben Gvir and his settlers and haramis, that they come there and they desecrate the sanctity of Masjidul Aqsa with their music and with their dancing and so forth. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtalleen. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. Learn some Arabic words, you, and you students, learn some modern Arabic. One day I went to a madrasa and I asked them, final year students, 50, 55 of them, ma hiya sahyuniya, not one student knew. I say, what you're doing here? You're wasting time here or what? So you must remember, I asked them in Arabic, ma hiya sahyuniya, what is Zionism? Not one student from the 50 plus knew. An indictment, definitely, indeed. So learn these words, Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. Ya Allah, you deal with the settlers. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. You send your dogs upon them and decimate and destroy them. Germany woke up at last, the haramis. They're helping Israel to the hilt. Now suddenly they're giving certain crumbs to the Palestinians and they're rebuking Israel and saying what you are doing is not right and so forth. So all this is a ploy of the Westerners. You, European Union, why didn't you apply sanctions on him, on Bibi Netanyahu, and on them, Smotrich and Ben Gvir? These are the 3 musketeers, the biggest traitors and so forth. So all this is just, you know, simple talk and cheap talk. Trump blowing his trumpet. He says if Kamala Harris wins, there will be no more Israel. That is old Trump. And he and Kamala are going to have their first debate on the 10th of September. You see, people are waiting with a bated breath, but we don't watch all this nonsense because both of them are haramis and morons, if you ask me. Israel uses Gaza negotiations as a smokescreen. That is correct. Who said that? President Putin. We like Putin. Putin is a big harami. And he hates America, hates Israel. He says, I like the Muslim countries. His wife is Muslim. Rawahu Imran. That is what Imran Khan said. Sydney Varsities. Hey, you jutlas. Hey, you jutlis. Didn't I tell you what Quran says? Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish you till the day of justice. It will be worse punishment. I went to Australia, I went to Sydney, and beautiful masjids there, we read salat there, and few masajid. Anyway, so in Sydney, the universities are no more safe for the jutlas. they are anti-Semite and so forth. Go to hell with your Holocaust and go to hell with your anti-Semite and so forth. To be against the Palestinians is anti-Semite, and your Holocaust is not 6 million, is not even 1 million, and so forth. Bangladesh, you must remember, there's a big procession took place for the martyrs 1 month ago when Hasina was in power. Her army police were killing people, and she took flight and ran away to India because she's also another shaitan. Shots fired outside Israeli consulate in Munich. We went to Munich also in Germany. So there you find a big BMW plant, and if you go to Stuttgart, there you will find a Mercedes plant. So somebody there shot, you must remember. So they must bring in some Islam, you see that. Say, no, this guy, he was born in Bosnia, you see, so they shot him dead. If he passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah Ta'ala accept his shahadat and martyrdom. Hunter Biden, hunting for prostitutes, the harami. You know what's going to happen to Biden's son? They need to even punish Biden, Joe genocide. So remember, Hunter Biden goes for a guilty plea. And he says, yes, I am guilty for tax evasion. And he tried all his level best. And his father said, me, I can't intervene now. So if they find him guilty, he is pleading guilty. And they find him guilty and no extra, you know, different, what they call circumstances, extenuating circumstances. Then the penalty is 17 years in jail. I hope they put him away. He's so busy with his rifle, the harami, hunting prostitutes and so forth. So that's Hunter Biden. What disgrace for them. Watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. Our Yahya Sinwar and them in the tunnels, Allah gave them izzat. And these people in the White House and they in the Red House with the prostitution and prostitutes. So see how guilty they are. Chapter 22, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces people, then no one can give them honor. Macron appoints a right-wing PM. You understood? Macron thinks he's very clever. So he chose somebody from the center party. But now you must remember the leftists and the majority, if they just say vote of no confidence, finish. The whole party, the whole government will fall, and they will be doing that. In South Africa, you remember there were 95 Libyans and so forth. They were sent back under some dubious circumstances. So they were training here for Haftar, Khalifa Haftar, another harami day in Libya. Agent of the West, remember when Gaddafi was there, water free, rental free, government gives you money for cars, government gives you money for water and gets your daughters married. They had the best water system in the whole Africa, but the haramis, Hillary Clinton and them, they destroyed the whole Libya, and today you can see, so they're paying the price. London mayor, supposed to be a Muslim, another harami and so forth, he says for the Jutlas, we'll keep a separate lane, a separate bus for them. Can you believe that? They're in United Kingdom and they're in Britain, the capital London, there's a separate line for the Jutlas. They only Jutlis must go in this bus. What humiliation, disgrace. You are a cursed nation, Jutlas, because you murdered prophets and messengers, and you are murdering babies and children and innocent people up to this day. And how the media grilled him for Netanyahu, and you could see he could not answer the questions and so forth. Humiliated, disgrace. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. The Pope, the harami, comes there to Masjid Istiqlal in Jakarta, 5-6 stories, and he says, no, we all are brothers, you see. But when they kill the Muslims, then he don't say we all are brothers. Pope, you know how corrupted you are, and so forth. So never believe this Pope. They're all there for their own agenda, and so forth. This interfaith business, and you Maulvis who got open mosque and all that, is all haram there. Do you know what interfaith means? Interfaith means you have a rabbi, you have a priest, you have a pandit from the Hindu faith, you have a Maulvi, crooked Maulvi, or a Mufatya Mufti, you'll understood. You got too many Mufatyas today. Pellete Mufti Masail ke batane wale. Abhi hai Mufti Mufke khane wale. Iqbal said so. Anyway, so they mean this interfaith. All religions are on par, are equal. Once you say that and you participate in that, you're murtad, you're straight out of the fall of Islam. How can Islam and Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism and all this be equal? Every religion beside Islam is batil and null and void and false. That is our belief and our conviction, and we need not apologize to anybody for that. A and C. Now listen to this. This is what you call jumping on the bandwagon. The Jewish Report made a big noise about this. So MJC, you know what MJC means? So MJC means Muslim, Jew and Christian. They accommodate everybody, you see. Halal certificates, like you can't believe, you understand? Not worth the paper on which is written. So that's ANC, and you must tell them I said so. So anyway, you must remember their president, Sheikh Riyad Fattah, he said, I am with Hamas, like how I say. So the Jutlas got very upset. So the ANC branch there in Cape Town said, we stand with Hamas. We stand with Riyad Fattah and all these things here. Everybody on the bandwagon, just remember that. Okay, Limpopo ANC will pay back the money and it won't cost the taxpayer. But why you must just pay back the money? You must go to jail for stealing everything. 50 detectives resign per month in our beloved South Africa. 50 detectives resign per month in South Africa. So who is going to solve the crime problem and that? Why? Because your constitution is one of the worst in the world. You gave so much human rights to the criminals and the people who are the innocent people, the police and them. You want to charge them and so forth when they put a bullet through the crooks and the criminals. You know, cops and robbers. So you frustrated them. They said, go to hell. We'll go do private security. We'll make more money and so forth. Our programs for today, inshallah al-Aziz, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku, and then 11:20, you the listeners of Ansar Radio and of Sirius FM, 11:20 the khutbah will start, South African time. Today will be Sheikh Salih Al-Humaid Hafidhullah, and he's the most senior imam there, and he visited South Africa 2-3 times that I can think of anyway, and I will be inshallah al-Aziz there in 15th Street Masjid, you know, Fitas, Pageview, Frida Dob, whatever you call it. I see again the scholars for dollars, these local guys who closed our masjids and so forth, and are bootlicking the ANC. They sent out pamphlets and they put somebody else's name there for Fitas, for that 15th Road Masjid, 15th Street Masjid. You see this? This is Shararat. Rabbin Surni Alal Qawm Al Mufsideen. So inshallah, we will be there in 15th Street Masjid today, and the Adhan will be around 12:20 and 12:30 the lecture will start. It will not be live on Markaz Sahaba, and we have Mufti Nazir Minti for that, inshallah, today. He will discuss pedal. You know this pedal fitna. Right, Mohan? Let's start, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Kisab, I would like to know if there is any sunnah dua you would recommend to recite at the tahajjud time.
The greatest dua is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Almighty Allah mentions it in two different places. The best dua is what? That a person makes in Sahri time, Suhoor time, Istighfar. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his sons, out of jealousy, they took handsome Yusuf and dumped him in the well. They sold him in slavery, and now when the tables turn, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is the minister of finance, is the ruler of Egypt. They came to the father, we are guilty as charged. There are no mitigating circumstances, O father, make dua for us. It was Sunday, Monday, whichever day, the father refused and said, I won't make dua now. So فَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. Soon I will make dua for you. When will I make dua for you, my beloved sons? You are guilty as charged. There's no mitigating circumstances. I will wait for tahajjud time on a Friday. Today is Friday. It was tahajjud time. Now is already Fajr time. Did you wake up for tahajjud, O Muslim? Did you take out time and make istighfar? No. 80%, 90% can't even make it for Fajr Salat. What we're talking of tahajjud? So Quran speaks about astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. واستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه. استغفار, to seek forgiveness for our vices and sins of the past. Tawbah is not to go back to those vices in the future. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ey iman walo, O you who believe. 89 different places Allah mentioned this phrase. Turn to Almighty Allah in tawbah and nasuha. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda was asked, what is tawbah and nasuha? He said, when you milk the she camel, you milk the cow. Do you see the milk going back into the animal? He said, hasha wa kalla, never. So similarly, don't ever go back to the vices and sins. So that is the sign that our tawbah and our repentance is accepted.
Mufti Sahib, I'm in Makkah. Do we have to read 2 rakat salah after you finish sa'i at Marwa?
When you finish your umrah now and you finish tawaf, you read your 2 rakat salat, you finish your 7 times you started at Safa and you finish there at Marwa, so now nothing left beside halq or taqsir. For the men, you go and shave your hair, and the women, you just have to cut your hair. You don't have to wait for your husband or father, brother. You just go to the hotel room, take all your hair and put around your finger and turn it around 1 inch, you cut, my sister. So after Marwa, now you want to read 2 rakat salat, is not something compulsory or sunnah, is mustahab. Some ulama have written, is good you read it, shukran lillahi jalla wa ala, to thank Almighty Allah, ya Allah, now I'm on the verge of completing another umrah. So that's good, you can do it, but it's not sunnah. We need to be very careful and circumspect about that.
Mufti Sahib, if someone gives you something or gives you something, is it okay for them to ask it back?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue in a noble Quran, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verses 20, 21, 22. Go read. Your husband, you gave your wife jewelry, Kruger coins, you gave her money, you gave her so many things. After 5, 10, 15 years, Allah forbid the marriage turned sour, and now you say, give me back everything or some of the things. Quran says, chapter 4, verses 20, 21, 22. Go read. تُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. You gave her millions, قِنْطَارَ الْأَمْوَالُ الْكَثِيرَةُ. You cannot take back one rain, 1 cent, 1 rupee, $1. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And if you take back, you are slandering her, and it's a major, major sin. How can you take back? Allah says, and you had your moments, you deflowered her. She came to you as a virgin and you deflowered her. You had your wonderful moments and now you want to take it back. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget the good moments you had. Haram, absolutely. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking, beside husband, wife also. I gave Mona Salim Karim a kitab or what have you. Allah forbid, maaf kijega Mawlana, is just example for the public. So now, argument, I say, Mawlana, I want my kitab back. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you gave a gift to a person, he, the giftee, the person who received that gift, now after some time, argument, dispute took place, you take it back. Al-a'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. When you take back your gift, you are like a dog, that the dog goes and vomit and licks its vomit. Totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can a girl and women from the family be present at her nikah in a separate women section?
Now, we told you that today anybody of you got nikah, your daughter, son, grandchildren, somebody getting married, please send it to us now in the morning. Send it to me on my number 071-888-1184, 071-888-1184, or send it to the tablet there, Junaid Mota is waiting, 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132. On Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 10 and 10:30 today, this morning. Zahid Khan has a program regarding the nikah announcements. We won't come, don't worry. So the nikah al-hadith in Tirmidhi, A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. And second, waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the masjid. So now my daughter is getting married, my sister is getting married, someone is getting married, and now that masjid has female facilities. So the lady said, no, we also want to check what's going on, what you talking. I am asking you, when that lady comes for a nikah and so forth, how will they come? 99% of them will be dolled up. Even the old man will say, Aitabo Hari Lages. This one, yeah, he also will get horny. You understood? Yeah, you must remember that. You know what Nabi alayhi salam said? This is Sahih Hadith. Or right, first go to Quran. Quran says, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا, is compulsory upon you women to stay at home. All women. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرَّجْنَا رجل جاهلية الأولى. And if and when there's a need for you to go out, obviously there are certain times they have to go out. Next week, Wednesday, we're going to Durban, myself, my wife, we have lectures, so she'll come. So there is some necessity. So there you go. Then dress how not you expose your beauty. When there's nikah taking place today, 90% of the women, how they doll up. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَثِّرَ, and she applied makeup and all lipstick, dipstick and what have you, you know better than me. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. So now you're going to come to the mosque, masjid, and you're going to park your car. The men will see you, you will see the men, and so forth. Then you say you're going to the women's section, digging, but they saw you, you saw them. And the fragrance is spreading everywhere. Fayazaniya. He, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you are an adulteress. You are an adulteress. It's akin to adultery. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.